Hey everyone, welcome back to Shenanigans. I'm your host Cheyenne, and these are all my shenanigans. If you're tuning back in, hey, thanks for coming back. If this is your first time, welcome. My hope is that this podcast feels like a safe space, somewhere where you can show up exactly how you are, even if that means you're not exactly where you want to be. Okay, let's jump into the first episode. I want to talk about something that I think almost everyone has felt at some point. The nagging, heavy feeling of feeling behind in life. You know what I mean? When you look around and suddenly it feels like everyone else is moving faster, accomplishing more, checking off these big milestones, and you're just not. I've had this feeling so many times. I'll scroll through Instagram or TikTok and see people buying their first house, getting engaged, landing their dream job, or traveling the world. And meanwhile, I'm over here thinking, wait, am I late? Have I missed something? Am I not where I'm supposed to be? If you've ever felt like this, you're not alone. And that's what we're going to dive into today. First, I want to talk about why we feel this way in the first place and how much of it really comes from the social media standards, because it's a timeline that's fed to us and we're watching all our friends succeed and grow. Then I want to share two really practical things I've done to correct the I'm behind feeling. And the first thing I've done is manipulate my algorithm for the better. And the second thing I've done is celebrate the small things in life, really make a big deal out of the small wins that we get each and every day. So grab your drink, get cozy, and let's get into it. So let's start off with a big question. Why do we feel behind in the first place? I think a lot of it comes from this invisible checklist that society has handed us. You know the one. Graduate by this age. Have a stable career by this age. Get married by this age. Know what you want to do for the rest of your life by this age. Buy a house by this age, climb the ladder, retire, and so on and so on. And honestly, you know what? It doesn't give us much room to be individuals, have individuality, make our own decisions. We're chasing this unobtainable lifestyle for a lot of people, and then we're shamed for not succeeding at it. Who are we succeeding at it for? Is it even something that you want? Is that a want that you actually want? So really taking away the fact that just because society said you have to have it doesn't mean you have to want it. I think that's important. And that's something that I've learned and something that I'm continuously reminding myself every day is that, do I actually want it, or is it what society is telling me? And a lot of the times I'm sitting back and I'm like, it's something that I want, but not now. I'm happy where I am. I'm proud of where I am. Because here's the thing, the truth is, life's not a race. There isn't some stopwatch timing us saying, oh, you didn't hit this milestone by 25. Too late. You failed. It's not a thing. We've created that for ourselves, and we have to continuously remind ourselves that that's not a thing. And I get it. It's a lot easier to say than it is to do when you're watching it. And of course, social media makes it worse. We only see highlight reels of people posting their promotions, their vacations, their engagement. Nobody's out here posting about their credit card debt, their sleepless nights, or the anxiety of not knowing the next move. And we're sitting behind a screen, comparing our behind the scenes to someone else's polished highlight reel. And of course, we can't compare and we feel behind. We're comparing oranges to apples. It's not the same thing. Like, you're not comparing your anxiety to their anxiety. You're comparing your anxiety to their promotion. And then you're comparing your debt of finishing school on time. Congratulations. You don't acknowledge it because you're behind, because you didn't buy the house, because you're paying off your credit card debt, because you had to buy a new car, because you had to get new tires, because there's so many things that come across that people don't talk about. It's not deemed as social media worthy. But here's the thing. I made a shift once I realized I was measuring life by society's rules instead of my own values and wants in life. I realized I needed to reflect and redefine what success looked like to me. And my first step in doing that was reshaping the information I was feeding myself on a day-to-day. I like social media. I think it's a positive thing. I went to school for communications and mass communications, which was a lot of studies in social media. So I like it and I find the good in it. I know that there's a lot of bad out there, but I also think it brings community together, something I'm trying to do here. And this really brings me into my first strategy of really changing things, and that's manipulating my algorithm for the better. And what I mean by that is I created my algorithm, and this isn't just for social media. It's about training your brain, understanding that what you consume regularly is shaping your perception. If you're constantly feeding yourself comparison, you'll feel behind. If you feed yourself inspiration, growth, perception of positive things that you want, you'll feel encouraged to want to do more. So if you take one thing from this, I want you to take the fact that curating your space in real life and on social media is so important. Protect your mental space. Your algorithm should be working for you, not against you. But even with healthy algorithms, that's not enough to keep the feeling of I'm behind from sneaking up here and there. Which is why I use my second strategy, one of my favorite, celebrating the small things in life. This one might sound simple, but I genuinely think it's the most powerful. I made it a point to start making a big deal out of the little wins, not just for myself, but everyone around me. Hear me out. Life gets busy. I feel like we tend to only celebrate the big milestones, graduation, promotions, weddings, moving into a new house, but life is made up of all the small steps in between. And if we only celebrate the big stuff, most of our life is going to pass away as we wait for those important things to come. And as I sit in my late 20s and none of those big things have really come for me, you feel like you're wasting your life away when you're not. You're living your life. Like, celebrate those things. Celebrate the little wins. Hey, I celebrate myself when I don't forget my water bottle and have to come back into my apartment door that I've already locked. That's a win. So I sat down and I really put some thought to it. And I was like, what are things that I want to celebrate? So I celebrate the fact that I clean my apartment every Sunday and I put myself in a great headspace to start the week off. I celebrate the fact that I go to the gym when I don't feel like it. That's a win. I celebrate all the little things that make life go around. I celebrate finishing a book I've been putting off. I celebrate drinking the amount of water that I said I was going to drink. I took all these things and I started making them matter to me. I literally say to myself, that was a win today. I'm proud of that. And the wild thing is, it started to build momentum. When you start to recognize and celebrate the small stuff, you realize you're actually making traction in the direction you want to go. It might not be moving mountains like some people, like social media is perceiving their big wins. It's just not social media worthy, and that's okay. It doesn't mean we don't get to celebrate it. And that doesn't mean that we shouldn't want to celebrate it. We should. It's important. And by reminding ourselves about these small wins and remembering that they are important, is showing ourselves that you're just moving in smaller steps, not any less than anyone else, maybe just in a couple more steps than they would or have. One thing that I found really helpful for myself is starting like a small wins journal. At the end of every day, I jot down three or four things that I've accomplished. Simple as finishing my water, doing all those things that we have already talked about. And you look at the list every day and you watch it compile into this book of things that you've accomplished. Yeah, they might not be social media worthy, but they're worthy for the book. Everything's worthy for the book because it was important to you. And then you realize, I'm moving. I'm moving at a forward pace. I'm doing positive things and it's growing. I am showing growth from who I was one day ago, 20 days ago, 2 years ago. And then you have this book of things. And yeah, it might be silly to others, but to you, that day was really hard, and you were proud of yourself for just getting out of bed. And that's an accomplishment to some. And some days, that's the bare minimum. And other days, that's the only accomplishment you could give yourself. And both of those days are okay and part of your growth. When you make celebrating small wins a habit, you stop waiting for life's big milestones to feel successful. You feel successful every single day. When you start to create these two habits, that feeling of being behind, it's real. But it's also rooted in the comparing ourselves to society standards, standards that honestly don't apply to us. Fight back from those standards, manipulate your algorithm, make sure your mindset is in a positive mindset, and celebrate those everyday tasks that you complete because that is step forwards from where you were. So if you take anything away from this podcast today, I want you to understand that you're not behind. And you're not alone in this feeling. Maybe you just need to shift your perspective a little bit. So today, Before you log off, before you throw your head on that pillow, I want you to think about one small thing that you consider a win today. Maybe it was just getting out of bed when you didn't feel like it. Maybe it was answering the email you've been putting off. Maybe it was choosing kindness when it would have been easier not to. Whatever that celebration you're going to do today, let that be proof that you're moving forward. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode resonated with some of you. I hope it's a starting ground for a good conversation with someone, a topic that you can bring up with your best friend on the phone, or even just a reminder to celebrate your small wins tomorrow morning. Thanks so much for tuning in, and as always, I look forward to talking next week.